Did you used to have a place at the old house where you kept the stove wood? A little house?
The house on the back was real high. And the blocks, you know, to level the house, the back of the house was lots higher than the front of the house. And so they stored the wood under the house. Just put it all the way across, you know, and stacked it up. And stored the wood under the edge of the house.
Well, that's a good place. What about, have you ever heard of, if someone or anyone that you knew had a special house to keep the wood in, what was it called, or did you?
Well, I'd say it would be a wood house. I wouldn't know.
Anyone ever have one that you
Not that I know of. I never did. We never did have one.
Did they all keep the wood like y'all?
Well, they could put it under shelters. Like, we had a big shelter that they had the boiler that they scalded the hogs and cooked syrup, you know, and all in. And it was long, and they stored a lot of wood in there for the winter. And also in the summer, they stored the wood. They cut a lot of wood at one time, logs, and then split it up and for stove wood to cook with, and put it under there to keep it dry.
I don't think we touched on this yesterday, although we said that there wasn't any plumbing in the house. What did you call the outdoor toilet?
Privy.
Mm-hmm. Were there any other terms that you ever heard for it? Like any joking terms or something, besides?
The what?
Any joking terms like?
But I can't think of it now. It's the outhouse. That's about all that I remember now.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And this was separate from the house.
Oh yeah, it was a good piece off from the house.
Okay. This is just in the context of this particular sentence. If you had troubles and were telling me about them, and or I'd been telling you about my troubles, and then you were going to tell me about yours, you'd say, "Well, if I'd just been going on and on telling you all the awful things that have happened and that I had to do and everything, I've been telling you my troubles, and you got tired of listening to it because." In other words, I'm not the only one that has troubles. You'd say, well,
I have troubles too. Mm-hmm.
Let's see. What about as we're sitting here talking, if we heard a crash outside, then I would say, did you
hear the crash?
Mm-hmm. And then you would say, yes, I
heard it.
But you'd say, and maybe you recognize the particular sound, you'd say, but I'm not afraid because I've, if you recognize it, and it happened a lot, you'd say, well, I'm not afraid because I've
heard it before.
Mm-hmm. What about if I ask you if you knew a person, and you might say, no, but I've
heard of them.
Let's see. If a friend came back to town and another friend had been visiting with him, then you might be asked, haven't you seen him yet? And you might say, no, I
haven't seen him yet.
Mm-hmm. And what about if you were asked, has your brother seen him yet? Then you'd say, no.
No. I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Or